This is Becky Mitchell from the Holmes Theater, and today I have joining me Rahul Sharma. Welcome, Rahul.
Great to be here. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Now, you are coming to Detroit Lakes for a performance on Friday, April 4th, along with a whole bunch of your colleagues with the group by the name of Funkadaisy, correct?
That is correct, and we're very excited.
We are excited to have you. Now, tell us a little bit about Funkadaisy. Where do you, where do you call home, and a little bit more about the group?
We are a Chicago-based music group, and there, we have many people from many different cultures in the group. I myself am Indian American, meaning my heritage is originally from South Asia region, India, Northern India. And we have Indian Americans, African Americans, Jamaicans, Latinos, European American folks in the band. And we mix together Indian music with reggae and funk.
Very interesting. It sounds to me that if I plan on attending this performance, I'm going to be moving in my seat a little bit, I think. Correct?
Even when we do sit-down venues, people find their ways to either move around in the chair or even more likely standing up, finding room. If that's allowed, we hope it is. We like to get people involved, and the music is definitely high energy.
Your music, is it a blend of many different types of rhythms coming from so many?
Absolutely, yeah. We have anywhere, at a live performance, anywhere from 3 to 4 percussionists in the band. And we call it the Indo-Afro-Caribbean connection. So you're hearing a blend of African, African-American-based funk rhythms, reggae rhythms from the Caribbean, Puerto Rican and other kind of Latin rhythms, and of course, North Indian folk rhythms.
Now, do you all work full-time as musicians, or do you have, is this kind of your side job?
I don't think any of us will call it a side job. It's become such a big, wonderful passion. But yes, we come from many different walks of life. Some people are full-time artists, and they're doing other projects related to the arts and arts education. Some of us do other professions. Like I am a clinical psychologist, and I teach, and I specialize in multicultural psychology. We have a physical therapist in the band, a nurse in the band, an ophthalmologist, an IT architect, mobile app architect. So definitely people from different walks of life.
Right. I actually kind of knew that, so I was baiting you a little bit with that question because I know that outreach is a big part of kind of your mission as a group, correct?
Absolutely. It's a big thrill for us. A recent example is just a month ago, we were at Lake Forest College, and we were able to do a 3-day residency there where we were talking in the classroom about musical improvisation, but tying that into what does that teach us about life? What kind of life lessons can we learn from improvisation? And we did a 2-part drumming for social justice interactive workshop where we got a circle full of people that got to do hands-on interactive drumming and tie that those ideas to how do we get along with each other in a very multicultural world, and what does this mean in terms of social justice? That was a lot of fun.
Very interesting. And just for the listening audience to be aware, your group will actually be working with about 300 or so first graders from around our region, from DL schools as well as Pelican Rapids schools, earlier in the day that day. So you're putting in a very full day in Detroit Lakes.
Absolutely. And for the morning, I think especially we should have our earplugs ready.
We're going to get them going, are we?
But it's such a great pleasure. We recently did another program at my children's school, and the first program we did was kindergarten to third graders talking about Black history for that program. We got about 200 letters from the kids saying, oh my gosh, we love this program. The teachers really enjoyed it, and I hope that we get a positive reception. We love interacting with children and making what we teach relevant to that age group as well.
From what I've seen on your website and heard about you as a group, I have no doubts that you are going to be a big hit in Detroit Lakes. Now, you guys have won you're 6-time winner of the Chicago Music Awards.
That is correct. Just this last year, in fact, a couple of weeks ago, there were two awards. One was for most outstanding for the band, most outstanding band, which was a great honor for us. And our guitar player Abdul Hakim was given a Lifetime Achievement Award for all the work that he's done as a Chicago-based musician. And I was real, real proud of him and real lucky to have him as part of the band.
Wow, wow. And you have performed at the White House, correct? Or at least a White House function,
not,
I think.
not at the White House yet. If anybody out there is listening and they want to invite us, definitely. But we did, we have performed twice for Barack Obama. One was at the University of Chicago when he was giving the keynote for Martin Luther King Day, and another one was a fundraiser. But it was a great honor to do that, and it was great to have him. Actually, the first thing he did when he got on the mic was say a couple of positive things about the band, which was fantastic.
That's great. Do you perform primarily then in the Chicago area, or do you travel throughout the country a lot or the world?
That's a great question. We're, you know, as you can imagine, with an 8 to 10 person ensemble, it's challenging sometimes for us to do more out of town things. But
sure.
We're lucky to have a great booking agent who helped put together this show in Detroit Lakes. We're doing more and more out of town things. And in terms of international, we've done many programs in Canada, but we've got our eyes set on Europe, Asia, Africa, a couple of offers that are in the works and looking forward to that happening. But it hasn't happened yet going overseas.
Tell us a little bit about the process of perhaps writing your music or producing your music. Do you as a group collaborate and write? Do you have somebody else that writes for you? How do you develop your style, if you will?
We do a number of things. We have some band members that come almost start to finish with a complete song idea and say, look, you guys do your thing to this, but here's this thing that I've got. Like our keyboardist will do something like that. I'm a collaborative writer. I like to get in a room with, you know, other people and say, this is my bass line. What would you, or this is my sitar line. What would you like to do on top of this? And so to me, some of our most fun material happens at rehearsal, or even better, on stage.
Sure.
You know, we might even make a mistake or even do something spontaneous, and we look at each other like, wow, that was, we got to do that again. So the song kind of gets molded in that sense. Sometimes collaborative, sometimes sort of driven by one person. Our lead singer, Valroy Dawkins, will come with his lyrics book, and so he has the lyrics ideas, and one or more of us will provide the music, and we'll kind of meld those things together. On our website, funkadacy.com, people can get our music that way. We're on iTunes as well, and we'll be bringing some to the show when we come next weekend.
And Raho, do you have any other thoughts you'd like to share with our listeners before we close? Or
We love performing for people. We love the kind of reception we get, and we believe that a part of our appeal is the fact that despite any differences, or even because of differences in who we are and our backgrounds and our identities, that people feel the love that we have for each other and the excitement that we have around, look what can happen when we kind of break down the walls and really accept each other and affirm each other's humanity. So to me, that's what it's about. It's about really feeling the joy and the fun that can happen of coming together. And we don't have to be all serious and intense about it all the time. But for us, that's kept us going for over 17 years.
Great, great words of wisdom to live by every day, honestly. We can accomplish so much more when we all work together.
Absolutely.
Well, listeners, Funkadacy takes the stage at the Holmes Theater on Friday, April 4th at 7:30. You can get tickets by calling the box office at 218-844-7469 or visit us online at www.dlccc.org. And also check out the Funkadacy website, www.funkadacy.com.
And if I can, let me just spell it out for everybody. Funkadacy is FUNK. A D FUNKADAISY.
FUNKADAISY.com. Thank you so much for joining us, Raho, and thank you for sharing some music to listen to ahead of time, and we look forward to seeing you next Friday night at 7:30.
When your mind is in the mood, you've got to get in a groove. When your mind is in the mood, you've got to get in a groove. How your body work, I know how your body move. I know how your body work, I know how your body move. Respect the body, give it a chance to move. Now is the time to get in the mood. Respect your body, give it a chance to move. This is a mind and body groove.
For this program has been made possible through a grant from the Legacy, Art, Culture, and Heritage Fund of Minnesota.